The variant was detected by South African authorities in mid-December. Cases have since been found in Japan and Britain, among others. The variant, thought to be more easily transmitted, like another variant found in Britain, was discovered in France in a man who had returned from South Africa to his home, which is near the Swiss border in France. South Africa is the country hardest hit by coronavirus on the African continent, with over 1 million infections so far and 26,000 people dead. And for some of the other stories making headlines around the world today, the new power-sharing Yemeni government vows to bring stability to the war-torn country a day after an attack ripped through Aden Airport, targeting cabinet members. Colombia beats its record for eradicating cocoa crops for a second year in a row, the government says, although the country remains the world's leading producer of cocaine. Two dozen people, including Muslim clerics, are detained after a mob attack on a Hindu temple in northwest Pakistan. That's according to police. Central African Republic's incumbent president is on track to win last week's elections, his party claims, a day after the opposition called for the vote to be annulled. And across Nigeria, New Year's Eve is usually marked by millions of Christians gathering in churches to usher in the new year, praying for a better year ahead. But this year, the all-night celebrations have been widely canceled because of COVID-19, and many worshipers say they feel a void. This is VOA News. Sudan's foreign minister said Thursday that the army has restored control over all lands along the border that had been taken over by Ethiopian farmers.